Do you feel like your business is running your life instead of the other way around? I'm Roy Castleman. I've built multiple seven-figure companies, worked across continents, and coached high-performing entrepreneurs. But I've also been completely burnt out. At one point, I was barely seeing my daughter, drowning in stress, and one step away from walking away from it all. That's when I made a decision to build a business and a life that works for me. The journey became Elevate 360. A system to help business owners reclaim their time, find their energy again, and get back in control without sacrificing growth. And this podcast, Power Movers, is where I share real stories behind that shift. Each week, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders who've walked through the fire and come out of the other side with clarity, courage, and a system that works. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more life instead of taking it away, you're in the right place. I'm here today with Ron, and Ron is a coach, a business coach. He helps people at every level understand what they are and what they need to do. He's a trainer. He's been doing this for 30 years, I think you said.
Yeah. 32, whatever. Yeah. Long time.
Long time. And more importantly, he's been married for 25 years. This man needs a gold medal just for understanding how to go through that. So, Ron, welcome to Power Movers. I'm really glad to have you here. And just give us a little bit about how you get to be doing what you're doing.
Oh, Roy, thank you. It's good to be here. And the backstory actually is very interesting because I began my career all those years ago in human resources, and I enjoyed it. It was fine. It wasn't something about which I was passionate. For whatever reason, throughout those first 10, 11, 12 years, whatever, it was like, boy, you know what? Getting into training and development would really be fun. Long story short here, I was working with a consulting firm, an HR consulting firm. There were five of us were there. We were friends. For a number of different reasons, we shut the doors. I was going through a very uncomfortable, very nasty divorce at the time. Moved back in with my mom and dad because I had nowhere else to go. Out of nowhere, I get a telephone call at my mom and dad's house from a guy in Dallas. I know who you are. I've tracked you down. I have a job with Toshiba that is the exact opposite of what you are. They are looking for somebody who has a lot of training and some HR. You have some training and a lot of HR. Ron, I'll get you in front of them. I guarantee you I can get you interviews. You need to get them to flip their competencies. I went in, they flipped their competencies. I got into T&D, and I've been doing it ever since, and it is just my absolute calling. I love it. It's fun, and I say proudly, and I hope it comes across that way, I'm good at it, and I make a difference. It doesn't get better than that.
That's amazing, right? I love the entrepreneurial journey, and you've just described very well here that first stage, because it takes a real effort, it takes a real will, and it takes a real set of insight that I think only entrepreneurs have to step out of the normal, step out of the structure, step out of the jail into the freedom. And I really talk to this a lot, the freedom that entrepreneurs want, that they go into. This can be so inspiring. It can be so great. You can feel so empowered with this if you do it the right way.
Roy, for me, what you just said, I think that's probably one of the things I enjoy the most about what I do. Truly, it's the freedom. It's doing what I want, when I want. I can make my own schedule. And one of the things I love, I was in Manhattan Tuesday and Wednesday, yesterday, 2-day session with some people with the New York City government. We had a wonderful time. Two very long days for me, just a lot. It's a lot of work and everything else. Went wonderfully. You and I are chatting right now, and I'm looking forward to it. We'll have a lot of fun. My point simply is, I'm not going to do much else today because I'm tired. And that's my choice. It's not like a boss is around. What are you doing? You don't look very busy. Or it's, what do you mean you're leaving early? What do you mean? It's, I'm not going to do much today. And oh, by the way, that's my call to make.
Yeah, for sure. And I just want to touch on something you said there, because this idea of coaching is such a powerful one. And people often look at us as coaches and they say, actually, why am I paying you $6,000 a day to come in and do this work? And there's this element of the amount of energy it takes to sit there, to hold the space, to understand the different dynamics of the people in the room, to understand the right questions to ask, to get them to open up and to, you have to be authentic, you have to be vulnerable, you have to share your stories.
That's
Yeah.
right.
And by the end of that day, it feels like you've worked a week. Yeah.
And equally as important for me, on the other side of that, I finished the session yesterday. Okay. This morning, I got an email from one of the participants. Ron, what a great 2 days. I got so much out of it. She outlined some of the things she enjoyed. Her bottom line is, I realize the environment in which I'm working is very toxic. You have helped me to learn that. The stories you told, Ron, helped me to understand it. I'm going to leave this organization. And I'm like, how cool is that? Not that she's leaving, that she realized it through some of the help or some of the information she gleaned from the stuff we covered. That's what it's all about here. And again, I'm not trying to say that I hope people aren't getting the message, any listeners. He makes people leave. No, not at all. Help people to understand who they are, what they are, and if it's it culturally, is it a good fit or not?
And to that point, this ability to take, I've got 30 odd years in business. You know, I started my first business when I was 19 years old in South Africa, selling mushrooms from from the back of my little Golf, VW Golf. And I realized that this was what I wanted to do. From 11 years old, I was trying to make money and sell mushrooms, sell newspapers, and I didn't come from a wealthy family. And that this idea of coaching to me is the ability to look to somebody else, to accept the help, and to learn from their lessons, because that allows you to shortcut. If I knew now, at the ripe old age of 53, what I knew back then, I would have made millions. So knowing that, look,
Treasure.
investing 20, 30, 40 grand, whatever it is, in the right coach that resonates with you, you will be will allow you to shortcut so many different pains and problems and
It's, yeah, I can't, there's nothing I want to add to that, right? There really isn't. It just resonates so much with me. I have a client in Indianapolis, a heavy duty transport slash towing company. And it's the same thing where it was so fortunate and very grateful. They did not balk at the amount of money that I charged them. Is it huge? No, it's a good amount of money. There's no getting around that. And the point is, they're embracing it. It's helping. It's making a difference. I just got an email from the one VP yesterday. Hey, Ron, could you please take a look at this assessment one of my colleagues got? And just could you just give me your thoughts on this? Oh, of course I will. And that's what it's all about, is making the actual difference with the work, and in addition, the ancillary ways you can help people.
I have a client here in down the road here, who's a remote client, and I'm just visiting my partner, so I get to go and just see him and say hello. And amazing guy, Spencer. And Spencer runs a company that removes moles from gardens. And when I met him 4 months ago, he was stressed out. He was really stuck working in the business. And a month ago, he had a baby, Scotty. And I just this really is why I do this. He's been able to take the 5 weeks off so far, really giving the family the time, really enjoying the stage with his family that he wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. And just that's the gift of running your business and your business not running you. And not being able to read the label from inside the jar. You can't see this yourself because you get so stuck in
That's
it.
right.
And his turnover's up, and for the 4 months, his turnover's up 61%.
That's right.
He's not actually out doing the work anymore. We've got growth plans to take him up 10x in the next 2 years, and they're all realistic growth plans. And this is just the
That's right.
power of being able to accept help, I think.
That's right. And there's another thing that pops into my head here. Old colleague of mine, David, used to say all the time, and I believe this, is that you never know when you're making a difference in someone's life. You
No.
just never know. It can be as small as a smile. It can be a stray comment. It can be going through a training class, just anything like that. And you make a difference in people's lives. And there are so many people out there that have no clue what a difference they have made to me. And again, it can be through formal coaching, which is critical, along with just everyday life.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, one of my things I did years ago was Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yes.
And what a terrible name for a book. What a terrible name. But one of the things he says in there is this: walk out and smile at people. And I do this. I try and smile at people all the time. And you go out and you smile, and that person just, there's an energy exchange that happens. And then they can smile. And then they walk to the next person, they smile. And suddenly there's a
Exactly.
ripple effect, and it can end up in China, right? It
Yes,
literally has this
that's right.
massive ability. And positivity is such an important thing.
Yes.
Being not caught in this era where everything can be so negative, and I don't even watch the news anymore.
I try not to.
Let the world carry on with what it needs to do. I can make a difference in my sphere, and if I do the things that I know and love and trust, then making that difference to me is the best that I can do without outside influence.
I'm getting older myself. I said, I'm 65. And what you're making me think about, I loved the TV show MASH, if you remember it at all. And an episode from MASH, Hawkeye and BJ ground a helicopter pilot because he's been taking little kids into the fields where there are mines. I want you to go find metal and go find stuff so I can sell it. And he'll give the kids a couple of bucks, except he's putting these kids in grave danger. Hawkeye and BJ find out about it and they ground him. The pilot is furious and he's saying to them right at the last scene, "What are the two of you trying to do? Change the world?" Hawkeye's comment, and I always remembered this, "Nope, not at all. Just our little corner of it."
I love that.
And there it is.
There it is. Now, I want to transition into something that I feel very passionately about. Mental and physical wellness is profit.
Yeah.
Right. That just sink in. Mental and physical wellness is profit. Now, as I talk about this and as I get more understanding of how people accept it, as business owners and entrepreneurs, what I see so often is we don't value ourselves. We put everybody else first. We have this propensity, we're there in the world to fix a problem, and we drive after that fixing a problem so much, we affect our relationships, we affect our staff, we affect all of
That's
these
right.
things. And entrepreneurship is such a lonely journey, and we can touch on that later. If you can value yourself, if you can really understand that you are the beginning, the middle, and the end of this whole journey, and when you're in power, when you have the focus on today, when you're not worrying about the past, when you're not worrying about the future, and you spend time on yourself, you are so much more powerful and so much more profit will come.
Again, right, I'll add nothing. Truly, it is just absolutely critical. And what I think about the analogy for me is the classic whenever I fly, if the God forbid the oxygen masks come down, put yours on first. Then you can help others. Because if you're not okay, you're not going to be able to help anybody else. And I've done that. I have absolutely done it where I let my ego get in the way and just some other things. Many years ago, when I worked for Toshiba, I was doing everything. I'll go to California, sure. I don't mind. No, I don't mind going to Florida the week after that. Dallas, sure. No problem. And oh, that's right. By the way, I burned out. And it was no
But
good to anybody. Just no good to anybody. And whose fault was that? Look in the mirror, Ron. That's on you. Nobody's that important.
and to
Nobody.
that point, the stats in the UK at the moment, and probably worldwide, in the last 12 months, 53% of business owners have reported being super burnt out, have reported being in a stress state, have reported not wanting to carry on. One of the biggest sets of suicide in the world, men between the age of 25 and 50. Yeah, and this is because as men, what we do is we take on the responsibility of everybody else and we don't look after ourselves. Yeah, and that's something that needs to change. And that's something that I'm pushing really hard to change. And yeah, to me, the things that we need are the tools that work for us. I've done the Wim Hof training, I've done various other breathwork training, I've done meditation. And there's tools within this that have given me so much power to be able to be in the moment. And that for me is, it's simple stuff sometimes, it's free stuff. It's
Yes.
stuff that you just need the tools to understand. And if you
Yes.
have these tools, wow, how much more powerful can you be? Because we go
Yes.
out in the world as entrepreneurs. And yeah, I love entrepreneurs. They are just the lifeblood of the world,
Yes.
right? Yeah. We see a problem. We say, you know what? I know how to fix that problem. I'm going to take this fix to the world and I'm going to go out and this is going to help people. And that's where those are the people that I want to work with, because those are the people that really, they have the passion, they have the drive. It's not an easy journey, but it really isn't an easy
No, it's
journey.
not.
Yeah, and there's a
No, it's
lot to
not.
learn. And as we go out into the world with this whole piece, we're in the situation where, okay, now that becomes our entire world, right? And we unfortunately let other things go. We let family relationships go. We don't, it's very lonely, right? It can be a lonely career if you let it. And so this concept of, okay, go out and do this, but do it from a position of power where you understand your power in the situation is so important to me.
There are two things. I loved what you just said, absolutely. Two things stood out to me. The one thing that I believe is so critical is that I heard you say you need to do what works for you because everybody's different. You know, I've seen so many people, Roy, you need to exercise an hour a day. Roy, you need to read more. Roy, you need to, because I know. No, Roy, here are some options. We are, or here are some things you need to think about, some different dimensions of the life. How can you work with them then so it works for you? Oh, and I'll give you some suggestions. Fine. My point though, who the heck am I to tell anybody what to do? And I believe that so strongly.
And the program that I work with is I have 10 different things. It might be walking your dog. It might be breath work. It might be a crazy ice bath.
Yeah.
But something is going to resonate with you. And
Yeah.
you need
Yeah.
to go and try them, right? We're entrepreneurs. We
Well,
try stuff all the time. So go and try the stuff and then see how it works.
one of the things that works, and again, just for me, I tend to be a fairly early riser. I will get up or whenever I'm not traveling, I will get up around 6 o'clock or so. By 6:30, the dog and I are out and we go for an hour walk every day. So I get some good exercise. She gets some good exercise. It's quiet time for me. So I can do some informal meditation there. I'm also thinking about the people in my life, who's important to me, what's going on with them, who do I need to contact. I will also think about this morning, I was thinking about our podcast a little bit. What are some things we might talk about so I can be prepared? And just those kinds of things instead of we started at 11 o'clock Eastern. And see, it's not 10 of 11 here at home. It's like, oh, that's right. I have a podcast in 10 minutes. Oops. Who is this guy? And what's he all about? So I don't look stupid. It's like, no, I'm ready.
Yeah, exactly that. And this brings me to another point. When you go into this journey, you're always on. When you're in your 9-to-5 job,
Yes.
you can leave your at 5 o'clock and you can turn off and you can worry about it tomorrow. And you'll have various people deal with that differently. But when you're an entrepreneur, you're on 24 hours a day, right? And you need to know how to manage that. You need to know how to manage the stress. You need to know how to put yourself in the right situation there. To your point, having that quiet time, super important.
And that's where though, Roy, too, for me at least, one of the real key things. People need to get to know themselves so well so that when I'm not on, I know how to relax. And I know myself. I am more of an introvert. I recharge my batteries by having quiet time and just hanging out with my wife or whatever it might be. There are other people who recharge by going out and going to dinner and let's go here and let's go there. There's nothing wrong with either one of those. You got to find what works for you. And the other thing, I'll never forget this. An old friend of mine, mentor, Rich Michaels is his name. We were working together. He made a comment to me, Ron, anytime you are doing a class, anytime you are with a group of people, or even with just one person individually, you need to be on every single second. And he said, the reason I say that, whatever you're covering, whatever you're talking about is important to somebody in that room or to that person. It may not be important, it won't be important to everybody. It's important to somebody, and they deserve your best at every moment. And I was like, wow, Rich, that's really good. I like that.
In about the year in 2000, to this point of being present, I went out to Spain and I started my skydiving career. And so many people looked at me and they're like, wait, yeah, you're just an adrenaline junkie, just an adrenaline junkie. It took me a few years to realize this. That was one of my things, yeah. And that was when I get to the edge of that plane and I stand and I look out, one of my coaches said to me at some stage that the thing about skydiving that differentiates it is when you decide to take the decision to jump out the plane, you have to do the minimum amount of work to live. And there's nothing else in the world like that. And yes, for sure, there is all of that stress with it. But then you get to be present. You have to be in the moment, to your point, right? You really have to be so present in the moment that you can't worry about everything else. And you can't worry about the fight with the wife. You can't worry about what the next thing is going to be. And that 1 minute of free fall and then 5 minutes of, a canopy work down below, that for me has sustained me to be present and taught me to be present when I'm in the meeting room with people and really giving my all to that group of people. Because if I can't be present, then I can't be honest.
And it just, be present, enjoy the moment for what it is. We were on a cruise quite a few years ago, and we were sailing into the caldera in Santorini, Greece. I don't know if you've ever been there or not. Okay. Anyway, we were due into Santorini, let's say at 7:30 a.m. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning. And the captain of the vessel came onto the intercom. He said, listen, folks, I'm certain I'm waking a lot of you up, and I'm sorry. He said, something's happening here that very rarely happens. The water, as we sail in here, is so phenomenally calm today. I'm going to open the bow of the ship. And he said, I encourage you, go out, because as we sail in, folks, I consider this to be one of the most beautiful places in the world. Laura, I looked at my wife and I was like, let's go. Threw our clothes on, got out there. And Roy, as we sailed in, I'm holding her hand. The mountains are there. We're getting closer. And the beauty, the awe. And I just looked at her and I was like, do you have any clue who gets to do this in their lifetime? And she was like, oh, I know. And I was like, wow, what a moment. And I'll never forget it. Present, present.
Gave me goosebumps. That's it. That gave me goosebumps.
Oops.
Oh, you can't.
Yeah, I lost the video. Let me see if I can get it back. There we go.
So let's transition now for the last section of this, and let's talk about the world we're going into. And we haven't spoken about your view on this, so this is coming at you from the left side, shall we say. 2026 is going to be a different year in so many ways. And we can look at this different year with fear. We can look at it with the negative space, but we can choose to look at it from the positive point of view, particularly AI. AI is just changing the way that everybody does everything. We're now in the next evolution. We're in the stage of information is free. We have to understand how to use the tools that are coming to us and how to think about them. What do you choose to think about AI as we go into this?
First of all, I want to comment one thing. Everything in my life is a choice. Everything. That's critical. That said, I choose to look at AI as a helpful tool. And I think what I'm hoping people will do, how I like to look at it, yeah, it's going to give a lot of information. It's going to give a lot of resources, whatever you want to call it. People are still involved. And that's the key here. People are still involved, where it's like there's still interaction going on. People still need to know, from my perspective here of what I do for a living, they need to learn how to listen. They need to learn how to give each other feedback. There needs to be a culture where people are open to exchanging of ideas. There needs to be the development of a mission statement and leading people, managing people. Just all of these different things. AI is going to be there. There's no doubt. The people aspect becomes even more important with that, from my perspective.
I think the lessons we've learned in 2025 have been just so valuable. And I went into the beginning of the year, I had an AI community and I was talking about tools and I was talking about what they could do. And I was super excited about this. And I've learned a few things through the year. AI actually forces you to communicate better.
Yes.
AI actually allows you to think outside your brain. AI allows you to do so much more with so much less. And I'll give you an example. I'm busy writing a book, right? I've got lots that I want to share. So I spent the last week in Florida on a book writing camp. And I'm not a good writer. I'm just not. But I accept that. I don't type very well. I can't hand write. I should have been a doctor. But I can talk into AI. First of all, I went to Claude. I used Claude. I use all the tools. I went into Claude and I said, Claude, so here's the thing. I want you to just take the story and I'm going to just stream of conscious my stories into this in timeline from when I was born in Zimbabwe or how I traveled into South Africa and all the way through my journey. But I want you to understand what my voice is and I want you to create a skill. So Claude has these skills that you can put in and it becomes a
Yes.
program. I want you to create a skill which allows you to talk in my voice. So point number one. Point number two, I then did this amazing course with a guy called Dennis Ross. And Dennis Ross is a chap that allows you to understand how to craft words, how to tell a story. He has a system that he uses that allows you to actually, it's so important as we're going out and we're communicating. What we're actually doing is being able to put our message across in a way that people can accept it, not in the way that you want to give it. So,
Exactly. That's exactly right.
I learned this stuff. I did this video a whole bunch of times and I took the key lessons out of this. I then said to Claude, right, I want you to create me another skill. This is what I want to take from Dennis Ross's work, and I want you to help me apply this to my stories. So now you have my voice, now you have my story, my voice, and you have Dennis Ross's methodology, shall we say? So then I write, my first 27 stories that I put out there, and I'm like, okay, here we go. Take this story, that you've given my voice. Now apply the Dennis Ross methodology to it. I read the first one, Ron, and I'm not ashamed to say I burst into tears. Just
I get
because
it.
it really, it allowed me to understand that I can think outside my brain. I can use, when I don't have a skill, I can use other skills that I know will work and bring them into the process. And then I can actually really honestly and truly get my message out there. And this is the power to me of AI. This is what's possible, let alone the automations. We finished this podcast. It would have taken me 2.5 days to edit it, to make my YouTube description, to get my blog post ready for it, to do all my social media posts. I take this video, I drop it into a folder, and all of that gets done in my voice, with my message, with your details on, with everything on it, and it comes together. It takes me less than half an hour now. This is where the power is going to come in. Whatever process you have that can be automated directly to your point, right? We have to bookend it with human. The more we bring human to the surface in the future, in 2026, if you have a company with 10 people in it, and though you're now worried, so many people are worried about, oh, but I'm going to have to make people redundant and it's not going to work. Don't make them redundant. Just think about how do you 10x your company? You let these people work 6 hours a day and you let them do exactly what it is that they want to do and be more human. What a
Exactly.
company that would then be. Everybody's creating connection. We had this massive thing in COVID, and I lost millions of pounds in COVID. We had this massive thing in COVID where we got separated from other people. We're disconnected. And AI can really give us the ability to reconnect again as humans, and bring that forward. And the companies that do that will be the ones that make millions of pounds, serve their mission, get their clients exactly what they need, and become much more powerful.
That's right. That's exactly right. I believe that.
And to what you do, this ability to create culture, this ability to, the companies and the people that are doing the human work, those are the ones that really, if people understand it, you can't get coaching from AI. AI can't sit in the room with you, actually feel the different tensions that are coming up, the energy
Exactly.
going between people, the words
Exactly.
that they're using that tell you, actually, you know what, the CEO is really pissed off with these three people. We need to get to the bottom of this. And that's where the power is going to be, right?
That's it.
What are your plans for AI as you go forward?
I'm sorry, say again.
What are your plans for AI as you go forward?
I've got to think about that. Roy, I really do. I think you have me thinking, though, because people have been after me for years. Ron, you should write a book. And Roy, you and I are very much alike because I don't write well. I don't. My handwriting is terrible. Someone told me one time, you should be a doctor. I'm thinking about, though, those kinds of things where how it can absolutely benefit me, where I can take some of the limitations I have and still work within them with some help.
And it's, I have two business coaches. I have two skydiving coaches. I have freediving coaches. I freedive as well. So I go up and I go down.
Yeah.
And I realized many years ago that the ability to be coachable is so important.
Yeah, that's right, which is a choice.
Which is a choice. Because as an entrepreneur, you know what? I knew everything. I knew exactly how to do it. And when I got to 5 million pounds turnover, and I was working 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. I suddenly realized I don't really know everything because people out there are doing no work and they're working, making four times more money than me, and I just can't grow through the ceiling. And so that, I love your introspection there. I love your being able to look inside and say, what am I good at and what am I not good at? And how do you elevate yourself? How do you bring yourself? How do you thrive? And that's to me, I'm paying, I get the money in every month and I pay a lot of it out for coaching because,
Yeah.
this is just such an amazing opportunity as we go forward. And I think you should write a book. I think the way you talk things out, AI does three things in terms of communication. Firstly, depending on your tool, you can talk into it, right? You can type into it. Not so good. I don't know if you touch type. I don't. Should have learned. Didn't. You can type into it. Secondly, you can talk into it. My accent, the way I'm talking. I'm doing voice coaching because I want to be more clear. But this has been a big problem for me. ChatGPT came out and it could actually understand me, and I was like, "Whoa, this is amazing!" And then you can, so you activate a certain brain center when you do that, when you're talking. But
Sure.
then you can also brainstorm with it. It can talk back at you. So now this activates a different brain center. And you can brainstorm and you can get everything out. And so now I use my AI for journaling. I use my AI for brainstorming. And I use my AI for anything stream of conscious that I need to get out. And just understanding these tools that are available to us, just can make us so much more powerful in what we're trying to achieve.
That's
Anyway, I think we've had a really good chat, Ron. And what I'd like to do is close off now, and I'm going to give you a challenge. What is the one thing that you could tell our listeners out there that'll change their lives.
To me, it is simply get to know yourself extremely well. The better you know yourself, the more effectively you're going to work with other people, the better relationships you'll have. And that's been true for me. I've recommended that to so many people who have just said to me, absolutely. What are my strengths? What are my limitations? What triggers me? What are my passions? What are my values? And all these different things. And if anybody's interested, I have resources that where you can learn about that, and I'll be glad to share them.
You can share them with me and I'll put them onto this
Okay.
podcast. Yeah. And if people want to get hold of you, what's the best way to get hold of you? I'll put your contact details below here, but what do you
Yeah.
prefer?
Probably the best thing is LinkedIn.
Amazing.
Just through LinkedIn, my name, RLB Training and Development, that's me. And I welcome the chance to chat with anybody.
Ron, it's been really great speaking to you. You've
Thank
shared
you,
some
Roy.
amazing insights. Thank you for being here.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for listening to Power Movers, the podcast from All the Power. Our mission is to help business owners reclaim their time, reset their energy, and live the life they love. If this episode sparked something for you, your next step is simple. Take the fit check at allthepower.co.uk. It's a short clarity tool that helps you see where you are, what's getting in the way, and what might be possible if you have the right system. When you're ready, come and join the tribe. Power Movers starts with our signature framework called Elevate 360, a system built to help you escape survival mode, create structure, and move forward with power. Just remember, everything we share here is based on real stories, experience, and frameworks. It's not personal business advice. Always speak to a coach or advisor before making big decisions. Because in the end, it's about more than business. It's about building a life that you actually love. I'm Roy Castleman, and I'll see you in the next episode.